This podcast is brought to you by Men's Tee Clinic. Men's Tee Clinic is the team I trust with my total wellness optimization, and so should you. Five DFW locations with North Frisco, El Dorado Parkway at Dallas North Tollway now open. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-TEE or visit menstclinic.com.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Let's talk about FC Dallas. They made their return last night. We will have Luchi Gonzalez on the show at 1:30 today. So they made their return last night. There was a lot of things at play in this game and the setup that I thought was going to be the real story. FC Dallas playing for the first time against Nashville, who also had a drop out of the MLS's back tournament. So it was going to be FC Dallas's first match. They were going to have fans in the stands. But what really has turned out to be the prevailing narrative out of this is, during the national anthem, the players from FC Dallas and the Nashville Soccer Club, they took a knee during the national anthem. And I wasn't at the match, but per the Associated Press, there was a smattering of boos for those players who took a knee during the national anthem. Now, one of FC Dallas's star players, you could argue their star player, Reggie Cannon, who we've had on the show numerous times. I'll warn you, this clip is a little long, but he is very upset about that. So feel free, I want to get your feedback. 877-881-1053. What do you think about people booing in response to people taking a knee? And my question to go along with that is, would you rather them just not play the national anthem at all? Here's Reggie Cannon talking about the boos that he heard for taking a knee before the game.
I think it was absolutely disgusting. You got fans booing you for people taking a stand for what they believe in when millions of other people support this cause. And we've discussed with every other team and the league what we're going to do. And we got fans booing us in our own stadium. How disgraceful is that? Honestly, for a lack of a better word, it pissed me off. We discussed that prior to what we were doing. We discussed it with Nashville. Everyone from Nashville was on board. Everyone across the league was on board with what we're going to do. We asked for no anthem because we don't feel it was right for the anthem to be played at this moment. They ignored our wishes. So we were going to kneel regardless if the anthem was played or not. But unfortunately, it was played during these times where we asked for an anthem not to be played. And it pissed me off that you can't even have support from your own fans in your own stadium. It's baffling to me. As a team, we try to give the best possible product on that field. And these last 6 months have been absolute hell for us. Absolute hell. Because we have to watch other people play soccer. And we're just sitting at home, unfortunately, contracting COVID from the unfortunate situations that we were put in. And an opportunity presented itself to play tonight. And unfortunately, we're mad and upset not to get the win. But I was pissed. Everyone around me was pissed. Ryan Hollingshead, the first thing he said to me after we got up off the knee, he said, "I'm sorry. I'm sorry for our fans." Because we had someone chanting USA, but they don't understand what kneeling means. They don't understand why we're kneeling. They can't see the reason. They just think we're the ignorant ones. And it's incredibly frustrating. I'm sorry to have this tone, but you have to call it for what it is. I even knew when we decided to kneel, I knew it was going to happen. I had a feeling that should tell you guys something, that I knew we were going to have some negative pushback from having a unified response over what's going on. That's the problem. That's a problem. And it hurts me because I love our fans. I love this club. And I want to see the support that the league has given us, that everyone has given us from our fans.
Are you looking at our fan text right now, Kevin?
I am. And it's going to be a little bit... It's going to be a little bit tough to keep up, and you can correct me if I'm wrong, and there's a whole lot of it. But one of the prevailing narratives I have seen that has come out so far is people are saying, but why are they not allowed to boo? Because are they not also exercising their free speech. Like, if
well, I mean, you can't boo during the anthem, Kevin. That's disrespectful.
Yeah, no, personally, I wouldn't do that. But what they're saying is that if you want to take a knee to exercise your right of free expression, then people are allowed to exercise their right of free expression by booing what you're doing.
Okay.
And that, I mean, look, like
it's
I said.
A double standard if you're going to boo, though, while he's kneeling. You can boo after or before the anthem. Otherwise, you don't boo during it if you're saying it's disrespectful.
Do you?
Like, then you're disrespecting it too, right?
I mean, yes. Personally, like, if you're not paying attention, like, if you weren't looking at it, you would just hear people and it would just seem like you were booing the national anthem. Me, personally, I would not boo during the national anthem. You know, I'm a little perplexed about one thing, though, because I realize, I guess I myself have kind of disrespected the national anthem, if this is the standard, by yelling out stars during the lead up to the Stars game. I'm not trying to be inflammatory. I'm seriously asking. Every Stars game I think I've ever been to.
Ever.
You yell out stars twice during the national anthem. And is that in support of it, or is that then disrespectful because it should be a moment of silence? I realize people will say that taking a knee is totally different than yelling out stars, and I understand that, but I'm just curious. I'm just like, it just popped into my head that maybe I've been being disrespectful by yelling out stars. But a lot of people are calling calling out Reggie Cannon by saying, why do we only have to respect your form of protest or free speech, and you don't have to respect ours? I mean, he's respecting
nobody's
it. He just doesn't like it.
Nobody's respected his form. Nobody's. Listen, you're looking at the same fan text I'm looking at. Nobody's respected that. They all say the same thing with the same tone. No, nobody's given any respect to it. That's why it's become a dividing problem and conflict in this country. Just the act of doing it. Just look at the fact that people are still claiming that NBA ratings are down, are going to tank because of what they've been doing. Major League Baseball's rating. I'm done with Major League Baseball forever because they knelt before the national anthem. So nobody's respecting it on whatever side they've chosen to be on in that. And the argument is it gets convoluted. It gets very convoluted when you try and get into it. I will say, though, because the NBA and because Major League Baseball did not have fans, you didn't hear about this. Mm. It was capable of being conducted in a way where it looked like there was a unified group, and the silent majority, yeah. Kevin was outside of the stadium on Twitter and on social media, but they weren't inside the stadium where this became a conflict that was on or talked about that often. So Reggie, I'm going to say, from what I understand, Reggie and FC Dallas were the first group to get this since it's been brought back up, right? Since it's been brought back to light, they're the first ones to get the boost.
In terms of a team sport, yeah, I do believe that is correct. He said something not related to the boos that I mean, I know there's plenty more to talk about there, but I was really curious. Is the request of not playing the anthem and that request being denied, and once that request was denied, this is what all the FC Dallas and Nashville players decided as a group that they were going to do for the people. And if you're one of the, by the way, if you were at this match, definitely let me know. 877-881-1053. Do you think that the people who don't like kneeling during the national anthem would be placated by just not playing the national anthem at all? Or would they be like, see, you let them win? Because if that's the case, then I don't think that there is a positive outcome for one side. Like, if you feel like you want to kneel during the national anthem, or you don't want the anthem to be played at all, then you might feel like you have no positive outcome without people dumping all over you.
Yeah, it's an interesting deal. I know that they've moved the national anthem for most Major League Baseball games besides opening day. They move it to 15 minutes before the game starts because the starting pitcher doesn't want to have the national anthem played right before the game starts. because they don't want to sit there for 3 minutes after loosening up and breaking their sweat and getting ready to take the mound and everything. That's why when you go to a Major League Baseball game, if you think, boy, they don't really play it where the players take the field anymore and they're all standing in their position, it's because for the starting pitcher, they don't want it played then. They want it played 15 minutes before. And that being said, as a former player, I'm just going to tell you, there are times where, like, I don't want to stand for this, not for a protest. I just don't want to be out here for this, so I'm just going to hang out in the clubhouse. So maybe if they did this, if maybe they played for the NFL games or whatever games, what if they played it 15 minutes before the game's even going to take place? So the soccer players or football players, they're not even out on the field. And I'm not saying that this is right or wrong. I'm just throwing it out there as a possibility of if this is going to cause this much issue, maybe you just play it where the players aren't even out on the field during it. They can be out there on the field if they want. They don't have to be because they're in the locker room, you know, preparing for the game.
And as much consternation has happened about that, and even if you move it around, then I really want to ask the question, and I'm not asking this once more to be inflammatory like Kevin said. I'm genuinely asking, like, what is the and then the point of playing the national anthem at this sporting event? If it's like we're going to do it to where it's out of the way and not there to be seen, then why are you doing it? Like, yeah. I legitimately want somebody to speak on account of, like, why is this the case? Like, because a lot of people, and there's still people now asking, what is the point of kneeling? And I think people have tried to speak to that for a long time. And if you're still asking that, you're probably not listening. But at that point, if you're willing to ask what's the point of kneeling, I think that equally you should be willing to ask, why are we playing this national anthem?
So,
let me ask you a question, Kevin. Do you think Jerry would consider not playing it?
No.
Because it's part of the pageantry, right?
Correct.
More than anything, it's part of the entertainment.
That is an interesting way of putting that.
It's part of the pageantry of the NFL. So there's no way Jerry's not going to play it. So when he discussed having grace yesterday, is there any way, shape, or form that when the Cowboys fans start booing, if players are kneeling, that they're going to be okay with that, and they're going to say, you know what, that's just showing grace? Or are they going to say, that's not what we expected out of our fans? Because I see people right now saying, what did you expect in Frisco, Texas? What did you expect here in the South? And that's something that I'm like, oh my gosh, but that's not everybody.
I just want to say, I think that is a really dangerous line of thinking. All right, I know that there are some people who, like, they have hate in their heart, and that's why they express, like, look, I could see it right now. Like, there are a couple people in particular who are like, the ratings are down, you stupid dumbass, and they got hate in their heart, and they're really going after you. I would just warn this. If you want to possibly have a conversation about this, you're not going to get anywhere by starting out and going, well, if you boo, you're an ignorant, racist hillbilly. And then you're also not going to get anywhere if you're like, well, you're a stupid idiot because kneeling has nothing to do with police brutality. If that's where you're coming from, you're never going to get anywhere. I will tell you this again. If you say that you don't think kneeling is directly equated to police brutality, there have been numerous athletes and organizations that have spoken out and said the kneeling is a representative. Does it mean that you kneel during the national anthem because the flag specifically shot somebody you know? Of course, that is not what it means. It is because that is the time that they are taking, and that is the representation that they are taking to speak to police brutality. So whether you agree with it or not, every single person who says, what does kneeling during the national anthem have to do with police brutality? That is what it has to do, because people have spoken out and said, I kneel because this is what it means to me. You can agree, not agree, but to pretend like you don't understand, I would say that part is disingenuous. On the flip side, I would say just because that person was chanting USA does not automatically make them a bigot and a racist.
Kevin, when we would talk with Frank Promozano, former assistant GM for the Dallas Stars, and he would talk about contract negotiations, he would always say the most contracts come out where somebody feels like they gave up something, right, on each side. Like, those are usually successful contracts where each side feels like they gave up. Not everybody's going to get what they want in these contract negotiations. From the 214, asking this country to unify is a joke. No one gives a damn about each other, and it's sad. I'm 24 years old, and I've given up on any idea of unification. And I don't see ever that there is going to be any sort of compromise from either side on the future of the way this sits. There's not going to be.
I'm just trying to think of what the compromise would be.
I can't think of a solution unless both sides say, you know what, I'm willing to compromise with you. I'm willing to consent that you have ideals that I disagree with, but there are some facts there that back it up. And the other side has to say, and I'm willing to say and consent that there are some other things that we can do to help.
Man, I hate to say this, especially because I know we got to go. By the way, we'll have Lucci at 1:30, and that should be fascinating to say the very least. But it is still, and I know people get frustrated with this, it really is still a distraction. Is like, do you ever wish that people were this passionate about, like, the issue behind the kneeling? Like, whether or not you think police brutality is an issue or not, or systematic racism is an issue or not, don't you kind of wish that people were as passionate, or some people were as passionate about fixing that issue as they are about the distraction topic?
And I think that's where the exasperation comes from. During the break, me and you, Kevin, you were saying that Reggie Cannon was fired up, and I was like, actually, he sounds more just like distraught. He sounds just like heartbroken, really, and you hear that when you hear the audio, and I imagine that that's a large part of it, because a lot of these folks that are taking a knee, they're not doing it because they hate America by any means. They're doing it because, like, they feel so strongly about this thing on the other side of the issue, where it's like they want something to be done. And the idea that the only thing that is seen is some level of disrespect hurts their hearts, because what they're trying to do is point directly to an issue. And the fact that some folks can't see it or refuse to see it hurts them.
Corey?
Kevin, I'd also like to point out, in the time that I've known Reggie, Reggie Cannon, he is one of the coolest, kindest athletes I've ever talked to.
But we found something. Corey, we did it. We found something everyone can unite behind from the 361. How on earth do y'all sit here and hear that annoying voice from Kevin? I hate him. The bad thing is I love the fan, but I find myself turning it off while he's on. Perhaps we can all unite behind that.
Y'all are just like, I've been with him for almost 14 years now, so yeah. Come on.
Corey's a saint.
14?
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.